I have to say that in Knock, which is the main Marian shrine in Ireland, we had a wonderful day launching the one-year program of preparations. And we had a tremendous turnout, and we have each diocese was represented of the 26 dioceses across Ireland. Families from each of those dioceses were present. All of the bishops who are here in Ireland at the moment were present. It was a wonderful day. And so far, all of the preparations are going very, very well. Your listeners can find out all of the details of what's planned on our World Meeting 2018 website. And they're also able to register there if they are interested in joining us.
Father Tim, looking ahead to the actual event in 2018, what will some of the highlights be?
Well, I should say, first of all, that both the preparation during the coming year here in Ireland and in due course internationally will be focused, at the request of Pope Francis, on helping families to reflect more deeply on many of the themes in Amoris Laetitia, the joy of love. And then the event itself next year here in Dublin will also bring families together in a wonderful conference centre we have here in Dublin called the RDS, the Royal Dublin Society Conference Centre, which is like a little village where families can gather. And we will have lots of fun activities, faith activities, workshops, daily mass together with the thousands of people who will be there. And on those workshops will focus, and there will be a children's program and a youth program every day. And then the major workshops and panels will focus on themes from Amoris Laetitia, including very practical things such as what is the impact of technology today on our family life, a theme that is raised by Pope Francis in Amoris Laetitia. Here in Ireland, we are effectively the Silicon Valley of Europe because we host some of the European headquarters of some of the biggest tech companies like Facebook, Google, Twitter, and so on. And so we're thinking of inviting those companies in to talk with the families who come and with us about how we can make technology more family-friendly. So it'll be full of those kinds of topics and themes, as well as lots of fun activities for families and faith activities.
Well, partially, you've already answered my next question, which was going to be, you know, how important is social media in the lead-up to the World Meeting of Families?
Well, we're using the social media, our website, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those things very extensively to keep people in touch with what's happening in the preparations. One of the interesting things we are doing, and we just launched this at our event in Knock, we are going to produce 7 short little animation cartoons on themes from Amoris Laetitia. And these will be available online through our Amoris website, amoris.ie. And they will be translated into lots of different languages. So we think this is the first time that the Pope's important document has been presented as little animations that people can download during the coming year and follow them. In addition to those 7, we're also going to do 4 animations for children, for infants, that they can tap into what the Pope is saying. So using media is a very big part of what we're doing. We also then have built a World Meeting of Families purpose-built studio here in Ireland. We will be having studio guests, studio programs, and all of these resources will be available online, as well as a parish-based conversation program of 6 sessions, also looking at themes from Amoris Laetitia. All of that will be available online. So technology is fundamental to how we're engaging with the global reality of our universal church in preparing for this event.
Now, on another different kind of note, today's world sees many challenges facing families, and this is certainly true in Ireland as well. What does it mean to have this event in Dublin?
Well, what I can say is that the theme of the family touches so deeply on all of our lives. And here in Ireland, it's preparation for the event and the awareness of the event is growing, and the response to the event has been very, very positive because everybody knows that family is so fundamental to their lives. And the kind of issues that will be dominant here in the lives of Irish families will be shared by many families across the world. Things like social need, poverty, the impact of technology, as I say, but also things like time poverty. the immense stress, what Pope Francis and Laudato Si calls the rapidification in our lives. You know, that life just seems to be moving more and more quickly. Our lives are getting busier. What does that do in terms of the time we have for quality relationships in our family? So all of those kind of challenges, financial challenges, emotional challenges, the challenges of the young and the future, a big, big issue that we're looking at in this world, meaning the families, is the whole thing of preparing couples for marriage and supporting couples and young families after marriage, and the particular role that parishes might assume in that regard. And this is a huge part, again, of Amoris Laetitia. And just in June past, we invited bishops' conferences from across the world to come over. And this is the first time this has happened for a World Meeting of Families, to come over for a pre-meeting to focus specifically on the issue of marriage preparation in the church today in the light of Amoris Laetitia. And we were thrilled to get every continent of the world represented by bishops' conferences at that meeting. And we will be reporting back next year into the main event from that meeting, some of the issues, some of the ideas, some of the experiences that are coming up, to continue that conversation so that the World Meeting of Families is not just a once-off event, but is part, a central part of the ongoing discussion and dialogue by the Universal Church about how we support marriage and family life in the world today. The registration is open and available online. We're already getting tremendous interest from across the world. And I want, on behalf of Archbishop Dermot Martin and our team here in Dublin, to extend a very warm welcome to your listeners from across the world, and the hope that they will be able to come and join us in big numbers here in Dublin next year. We can assure them of a warm welcome, and we're praying and are hopeful that Pope Francis himself might be able to join us.